Hello all, and welcome, and it is I, the realist philosopher. So how y'all doing today? Hope you're all doing good, fine, and well. As you can see, I look crappy. not quite as disheveled as I did the other day, though. Buzzed off some of the hair on my face, combed through the hair, a shower, some deodorant, fresh clothes. It makes a big difference. Of course, we still got the circles under my eyes, and I look gaunt. But I always look gaunt because I'm pretty skinny. Weighed myself the other day, around 160. Actually a little heavy, seeing as I'm on a carnivore diet and my carbs are very low. Weight should be more around 157, actually. But anyway, so a little bit of an update. I don't know, I feel a little better today, but that's just because I've been resting. Took a break. I'm going to do a day of rest today. And insofar as exercise, I'm going to keep trying to push myself. What the doctor had to tell me about my heart attack, it doesn't really make any difference. Oh, you had a mild to moderate coronary. I can't really tell how much damage I'm going to estimate. 5 to 10% of your tissue, your heart tissue, may have been damaged. How much? I don't know. We'd have to do further tests yet. No, thank you. You've already bilched me for so much money. I'm broke. You want more? Get the hell out of here, man. I'm just gonna move ahead and exercise and work my ass off to try and get my heart strong, my body strong, get back into shape, work my way past this weakness, this fatigue. What other choice do you have? It kills me, it kills me. He's like, you don't want to push yourself too hard, too fast. You could have another coronary. Yeah, well, okay. I'm not afraid of dying. A lot of people out there are afraid of death. I'm not afraid of death. What's there to be afraid of? Lights are out. Click. It's black. Yeah, and? The hell do I care? There's two possibilities. There's nothing or there's something. Either way, what the hell do I have to be afraid of? If there's nothing, what does it matter? I won't know anyway. I'm dead? Okay, there's nothing? That's it? I'm not going to be aware. I won't exist. It lights out. Doesn't matter. But if there's something, okay, cool. Astral plane, Akashic records, heaven, hell, another dimension, I'll be floating around, bodiless, or I can just travel all over the freaking cosmos with the speed of thought. Okay, that's pretty cool. So, either option isn't particularly worrisome for me. So, you know, I don't get follow-ups, I don't go back, I don't find out how much of my heart tissue was actually damaged, I don't find out how hard I should or shouldn't take it, I push myself too hard, have another coronary, oh well. I found that so many people live their lives worrying about what bad things might happen that they don't actually live. Well, I'm not going to worry about that. I croak. I don't croak. Whatever. I'm going to live my life until whatever eventuality eventually happens. If I don't die, great. If I die, that's fine too. I'm not going to go out seeking to die, and I would prefer to live. But, barring options, barring the finances, barring the resources to keep myself abreast of the information required to teeter on that knife edge and push myself just hard enough to recover, but not too hard to die, barring those resources, well, I'm just going to live my life. I'm not going to worry about it. And that's the way the cookie friggin' crumbles. So, moving ahead, I got pretty much everything I need to live in my car. That sounds horrible. But, I'm going to take lemons and make lemonade. So, tomorrow I've got my portable power supply coming. It's basically, I think it's called a Jackery 300. So, it's got 300 watt hours of power. So, it'll power a laptop directly, maybe 5 hours, plus the battery in the laptop. You're talking 6-7 hours. It'll power something up to 300 watts in power. It's not a lot, but it'll guarantee that you're able to keep all your devices fully charged. I have a space filler for my back seat, that space where you put your feet, you know, that 10-12-inch space behind the passenger seat, the front passenger seat and the rear passenger seat. I have an inflatable raft thingy that'll go in there. I've got my car converted to take a mattress. I've got the mattress, 5-inch thick memory foam, 25 inches wide. I've got a sleeping bag that's good down to minus 30 degrees. Baby! I've got pretty much everything I need except for a stove and some propane. And I even got a laptop here I found online on Craigslist. $195. I only paid $190 because the guy didn't have change for a 5, so he gave me a 10. It's not perfect. The guy mainly wanted to sell it because he had taken it to Geek Squad at Best Buy, and they had upgraded it to a Windows 11, even though the hardware on it is not advanced enough to handle Windows 11, so it slowed the thing down tremendously. So he's like an 80-year-old dude, not too tech-savvy, even more of a dinosaur than me, so he didn't know how to do anything with it, didn't know how to roll it back to Windows 10 where it would work great. So I took it off his hands. It has absolutely no issues except one of the two USB ports isn't working. There's something physically wrong with it that doesn't allow you to put a USB into the connector. That doesn't allow you to put a USB into the port all the way. So $40-$50, get that fixed. Works perfectly. I mean, it did come also with the wrong power cord. Came with a 45 watt cord, needs a 65 to work perfectly. I could have bought a 90, but I don't want this thing drawing up to 90 watts of power to the point where it could get extremely hot and damage the PC. So $20 for a new power cord, $50 to fix the USB. So I have two USB ports. So that I can hook up my camera, microphone, or headphones while I'm in a Starbucks or a library or some other place working on content, or able to hook up a mouse as well, because you know how laptops are. They've got that little freaking finger pad in place of a mouse. It's a pain in the ass. And once I get that stuff fixed, I'm set. So I know there are some of you out there that love, that enjoy, that want me to create more content, that love my content. Not as many as I'd like, but you do exist, so I will be continuing to create content since I can't do much else because of the crappy physical condition that I am in. I'm going to push it out. I'm going to be expanding to other platforms. There's a whole bunch of different social media sites I'm not on, so I'm going to expand to there. My mission is to raise funds to eventually maybe buy my own like little tiny micro house, or build my own cabin on my own land. Living in my car will allow me to save as much as humanly possible. So I am going to create content for you, my viewers. I'm going to try to reach as many people as humanly possible. I'm going to spread out, branch out to TikTok. I'm going to try to appeal to a younger audience. I'm going to try to help the youth of America, of the world, to better understand philosophy, to learn to use it, to apply it in a practical manner, to improve their lives. I'm going to use my understanding of philosophy, employ it in a practical manner, in the real world to solve real world problems to help the youth of today, because they sure do freaking need it. And in exchange, maybe they'll support me in my goal to become totally, completely off-grid self-sufficient so I can devote even more time to help my fellow man. There is no higher purpose than service to your fellow man after all. So let's check out my new laptop, shall we? So here is what is going to be my bread and butter. I am currently doing the Windows update thing. So it had Windows 11 installed. I think the old dude that had it before me, he said he took it out. He wanted to improve it. He said he wanted it to work better. So he took it to the Geek Squad at Best Buy and said, hey, force install Windows 11 on this 2018 laptop. That's a good laptop, too, by the way. It's an HP Pavilion. It's got a 8th Gen i7 processor. I think it's 2 gigahertz. As you can see, it's got a decent NVIDIA GeForce 940MX card. It also has 1 GB of SSD hard drive storage space and 16 gigabytes of RAM, which is quite good. The only drawback is the processor. The gigahertz are a little low. 2 gigahertz. Meh. My desktop PC has about 3.6 or something, but it is a laptop, so in terms of power, you can expect it to have the same kind of juice, the same kind of horsepower as a large 50-pound desktop. But it works pretty good. It's not bad. He made a mistake upgrading it. That's part of why he wanted to sell it. He was too much of a dinosaur to know how to roll it back. Fortunately, I have this memory card that just so happens to have Windows 10 on it in all its glory that I was able to use to fresh load a Windows 10 onto this thing. The only problem that I had with this desktop was that once I got it going with Windows 10, it could not detect a Wi-Fi signal for the hotel I'm staying in. So I had to go out into the lobby where they have a couple computers set up for the convenience of their guests. And I had to unplug the Ethernet cable from one of those computers, pop it into this PC, and update the Windows directly from a hard line internet cable. And once it was updated enough to be able to pick up the Wi-Fi signal, well, I brought it back to my room to finish its updating. So that is where I am now, and by the time I'm living in my car, this thing is going to be working 100% super awesome, super califragilisticexpialidocious great. Try saying that 10 times in a row and getting it out. So there you go. There you go. Not a bad laptop at all. I did my research. I looked online. I couldn't find it cheaper than like $800 or something in this condition used. The only other issue it has is the battery, because the dude had it sitting about 6 months in his closet at 0%. So I might need to replace the battery if I ever want this thing to, you know, work without being plugged in somewhere and last longer than an hour. Anyhow, that is an update of where I am at the moment. Yes, I sound a little better than I did yesterday, because yesterday I exercised, and today I've been sitting on my ass doing absolutely, positively nothing. So it has helped. Tomorrow, I'm going to try exercising again. So, of course, I am going to crash and feel like crap, and maybe it'll kill me. Doctor said, you could have another coronary if you try to push yourself too hard. You could relapse, and it could be even worse. And then you could end right back up in the hospital. I was like, oh, well, that's the breaks. Anyway, I am going to put a GoFundMe down. Okay, now I'm starting to get a little out of breath. But anyway, I'm going to put my GoFundMe down in the description. I could really use your help. I'm going to need it. It's going to take some time for me to get my social media presence up and running. on other platforms. I also need to do some research into other people who are doing similar, the same kind of activities, and find out exactly how they're generating revenue. I have one specific guy in mind, but there's others, and they have very specific forms of content creation and ways that they produce videos of various lengths and types that I really need to look into and try to emulate to a certain degree to appeal to the ADHD, TikTok brain, YouTube shorts generation that we're dealing with now, the people who need my help the most, essentially. Anyhow, on that note, I am out of here. Please consider making a donation to my GoFundMe. Your help is needed and would be greatly appreciated, and it's required if I am going to continue to create content and bring my very special, very unique, and most efficacious and useful form of philosophy, that of practical realism, to the world as much as humanly possible. You are serving your fellow man by donating to me, by helping me out. So please donate to my GoFundMe. Help me get better. Help me spread my philosophical school to the world. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.